This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have Member Access Processing, or better known as MAP, their present CEO, Steve Bone, and their VP of Marketing Communications, Carl Kaluza. Both are here talking to us about how MAP has empowered credit unions to compete effectively with major bank card services. And then Steve provides a vision for MAP in 2024. Great stuff here from both Steve and Carl. So check it out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have a fine gentleman from Member Access Processing, also known as MAP. Right below us is President CEO Steve Bone. Steve, how are you, sir? Good to see you again.
Well, Mike, always good to see you.
Ah, likewise, sir. Likewise, sir. And then right next to me is Carl Kaluza, VP Marketing Communications at MAP. Carl, how are you, sir?
Good. Very good. Thank you.
Good. Glad to have you guys here. Before we get going with, because we're talking today about how you guys are empowering credit unions to compete effectively with major bank card services. And then, Steve, you're going to give us a quick vision for MAP in 2024. But I want, Steve, I want to give it, you to give us a quick refresher on Member Access Processing. What are you guys all about?
Sure thing. We are a CUSA. We're owned by six fairly good-sized credit unions in the Northwest, and we are the exclusive CUSA of Visa and Visa DPS. So if you're familiar with CUSAs and you like the experience and the added service that you get out of a credit union services organization and you're Visa branded, we are your Visa DPS CUSA here in the U.S. and in the credit union industry. So I'm 25 years old. And Cindy Martini, who was our founder, just retired, and I've taken over in her spot to keep us going, to bring us into the next 25 years.
Yeah, you're 6 months into the position there now, Steve? How's that going?
I just finished month six. It's going great. Fantastic team. Our owners, our customers are awesome. So I came from another CUSO, and this is my thing. So
yeah, you know it very well.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and actually, we saw each other on a flight. I think right when you accepted the position, I was like, and I was walking by you in the aisle. And I went, "Hey, Steve, congratulations!"
We did indeed, going to another credit union event.
That's right. That was fun. That was good times. So now, Carl, I want to start with the first question here. How have you guys empowered credit unions to compete effectively with major bank card services? And Steve, obviously, you can chime in as well. But Carl, I'll let you kick us off on this one.
Well, I think the biggest thing is that for credit unions, they have a limited amount of resources they can put into their card operations, and we backfill that with a lot of services that make a big difference for them, that they can be able to handle the fraud, can be able to handle the disputes, all those kinds of extra services that they need to be able to do to service their members in a way that feels great as a credit union. We provide that.
Indeed. And it's never been more important than today, I would think, right, Steve, because of how fast things are moving today?
Absolutely. Even though digital is becoming more and more prevalent in the payment space, everybody still relies on having that card for the times where digital isn't going to work. And and so you've got to have both. And the pace of change is as rapid in the payment space as it is in any other technological space. So
no doubt. Yeah. And you guys are right there in the mix too. So, speaking of that, I mean, so what industry trends or issues are you guys helping credit unions with right now I can't believe we're already almost into March of 2024. What happened to, January 1st, 2024? My gosh, time's already flying. So Steve, yeah, I want to stick with you on this one.
Sure. Yeah. So, digital, obviously digital everything. We can do so much more these days on our phone, but then that is also an opportunity for bad actors to do bad things. So we're seeing both, meaning a lot of activity on digital tokenization. How do we bring more and more payment capability onto the phone? But then from a fraud perspective, how do we make sure that that's safe? And how are we ensuring that when that transaction is being made, that we're being safe, but not too safe, meaning false positives, right? If you need to make that payment and it's being denied, that's just as bad as letting something that you didn't intend to go through. So balancing that fraud protection is where we're spending a lot of time as MAP, and we're spending a lot of time with Visa. AI, everyone wants to know where AI is coming in. Visa has spent $10 billion on AI into their payment solutions, $3 billion of which is in fraud. So we're trying to learn as quickly as we can from them. How does that operational capability, now that you've got AI built into our fraud protection, how does that work, and how do we educate our credit unions?
Yeah, I hear there's going to be like AI watching AI that's protect. You know, there's going to be like kind of a double protection layer there for sure. So, but that's a little bit down the road. But that's kind of what I'm hearing. You're probably hearing the same thing.
Indeed, there will be layers on top of layers for sure. But always trying to stay one step ahead of the bad guys while serving the good guys.
Yeah, exactly. Well put. And Carl, I want to get your perspective, kind of from the marketing perspective, on what trends and issues you guys are seeing from your perspective, and how are you presenting that, or what's your messaging to credit unions out there?
I think the biggest thing is to know your market. And I was just reading, Ernst & Young just came out with a study about Gen Z, that they love debit and that they love frictionless transactions. So they're going to be using their phone. They're going to be using debit. They don't like debt. They don't want, I think it's about 40% have a credit card and use a credit card regularly, but the majority are loving debit. So knowing your market, knowing that, and this, the Gen Z is about 68 million people in the U.S. So it's now becoming the largest, single generation out there spending. So knowing them is going to be important.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm already a big fan of Gen Z just based on that alone. They don't want to get into debt. They're debit users, just like our family here. So yeah, so that's a good thing to know. That's actually a really good thing for credit unions to know as well. So Steve, I'm going to turn back to you about the vision for MAP in 2024. Obviously, we're going through rapid change. We talked about AI and the billions that are being invested in that area, especially on the financial services side. So what's your vision for 2024? If you can even have a vision, oh my gosh, because things are changing so fast. It's crazy.
We're smart enough to know you have to have an incremental vision, meaning right now as a CUSO, we are right size. We service 50 credit unions in debit and credit processing. Another 100 or so credit unions have a prepaid card relationship with us. But we want to grow, but we want to grow responsibly, meaning for us, 15 credit unions a year adding on to our processing services is the right size of growth. We want to make sure we think quality is back in vogue. So in terms of true full service debit and credit support for credit unions, we can do everything full stop for smaller credit unions. And then for some of our larger credit unions, especially if some of our owners, we just back them up, meaning they have a full staff. And if someone gets sick, goes on vacation, if they need coverage, we help them cover when they need it. So our vision really, honestly, as a CUSO is to continue to serve with best in class service and grow responsibly. I think that's the most important thing as a CUSO. We don't have a revenue goal or a profit goal per se. Our goal is to provide that level of quality. And then if we're doing that the right way, then more credit unions will hopefully entrust us with their service.
Mm-hmm. And then everything else kind of falls in line with that for sure. So
absolutely.
Indeed. And Carl, again, I want to get your marketing. I come from a marketing background. So having you here is really intriguing for me as well. So based on what Steve's vision, how are you kind of implementing a messaging based on that from a marketer's perspective?
We're MAP 2.0. We're really looking to grow MAP incrementally and to make sure that, the solid foundation of who we are as MAP is still going to be there. So we just announced our net promoter score, 92. So out of 100 or out of, and this is, it's world class. We say, according to Bain and Company, who started Net Promoter Score. So we've been doing this since 2017, and we've had world-class work, plus 80 scores for those past 7 years. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we're going to continue to be, a solid CUSO that is based on service and extraordinary service. So that's the message.
Okay, good deal, good deal. And Steve, we talked earlier about attending GAC, and it's going to be quite an interesting event this year with CUNA and NAFQ merging, becoming America's credit unions. But heading into the event, Steve, I mean, what expectations do you have, or what message do you want to get across just based on what Carl just said?
I mean, it is the Super Bowl of all of the credit
unions. A little bit, yes.
For the year, right? Well, we had 5,500 credit union executives and professionals last year. So for me, we'll have a booth there, as I know many do. But really, our message is presence. Really, that for having 50 credit unions processing with us and 100 other credit unions working with us, we're still relatively unknown outside of the Northwest, and so. We hope to just build a little bit more brand presence. We really do think that quality of service, especially, you know, debit and credit is one of the key areas credit unions can serve members, right? And so we think we put the best face on Visa and Visa DPS, and we're credit union people. Every single person at our CUSO is a long-term credit union person. So we're just hoping that we're able to build that presence a little bit more, quite frankly. And we'll get to see a lot of our customers, a few of our owners, and hopefully meet some new friends and colleagues.
Yeah, and that sends the message that you get, since a lot of folks that work at MAP are credit union people, they get what credit unions are trying to accomplish, and therefore that transforms into what they do for a living, you know? So there's a bigger mission here. There's a bigger message here, I think, right?
Absolutely. And as I have been benefited by spending time with especially our owners and learning about the actual debit and credit programs that they have employed, we have GISA, one of our largest owners. They have 56 affinity programs. And what they do is they'll put a debit card for a local police outfit, and they get all of their protective gear funded through the interchange that comes through that affinity program.
Really?
And departments and school districts.
Oh,
and so for us, a big part of our mission at MAP is really understanding how we act as humans, right? Yes, we provide payment services, but how does that matter in terms of making people's lives better? And we're going to spend much more of our time and focus bringing those stories out, not just because they're the right stories, but how do you operationalize that? So if you're a credit union that wants to understand how to operationalize an affinity program, we can bring you in touch with GISA and us and the right partners to help you if that's something that you're passionate about and want to focus on. And again, as we're talking with our owners and the other 46 of our processing customers, they all have use cases and stories like that where they're doing something that really benefits their members from a human perspective. And we hope that we can bring those stories a little bit more to life across the industry.
Well, what I see you guys doing, Steve and Carl, is like kind of the backbone of what credit unions really represent, right? So, I mean, what you guys are doing out there for credit unions is pretty vital. So no wonder you guys are a very successful CUSO, and you got a lot more folks buying into what you're doing there. So yeah, well done on that.
Thank you. That's the mission, right? When we talk about the credit union mission, that really is what it is making a real difference in people's lives.
Mm-hmm. So. Indeed. And talk about, you know, a last question here, you know, what's the outlook for 2024 beyond financials, for financial as it's transforming right before our eyes? Carl, I'll let you go out first on this one. What are you guys seeing out there as far as, you know, the outlook for 2024?
I think digital adoption is going to continue.
Oh, yeah.
And that we have to have those tools in place. They have to be frictionless, and people have to feel comfortable using them. So everything from your call center to the tools you use to pay and check your balance with, all those kind of tools just sort of have to be working and feel comfortable to everybody in the credit union, and then be able to explain that and have it be frictionless for your members.
Indeed. Yeah, I think it's getting more and more refined, because I remember, you know, during the pandemic, we put the accelerator on digital. Because we had to. That was the only way we could actually do business or even communicate. But now it's not such a, you know, we're not doing things at such a breakneck pace. It's getting more refined. Do you see that as well, Steve, kind of an outlook for 2024, refining this process?
Absolutely. You're seeing the maturity curve in payments where it's not just digital, but digital convergence, right? So DPS is really focused on making sure that all of the different forms of payments, Zelle, real-time payments, credit, debit, ACH, that like some of their competitors, that they have a seamless combined experience for all of those rails and all of those forms of payment. So as things mature and investment starts to really enter the delivery phase, we're seeing that we've got to focus on seamless, frictionless, but also maintaining fraud and security and that balance. And we are starting to see an improved overall experience for sure.
Yeah. Oh, that balance, Steve, that balance that everybody's looking for, the convenience and the security. So.
And can we bring a small credit union that same level of capability as Bank of America, right? And we should, and that's part of the mission as well, is serving smaller markets shouldn't mean any difference in the capabilities and the service you provide. So we feel like we're a good bridge for that.
Yeah, this technology levels the playing field for sure. It has to level the playing field for the consumer's sake, I would think. So indeed. Yeah. Yes, alrighty, guys. Anything else here to add before I let you get back to work? Carl, any final thoughts here before we get you back to work?
Just good luck to you with those interviews at the GIC.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Steve, any final thoughts, sir?
I'll just thank you for all the work you do in the serving the mission and in the space. And I'm looking forward to seeing you in DC.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be fun for sure. Yeah, likewise. And safe travels there. And look forward to having another conversation. This is great, guys. Well done. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.